Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Football's back. Sports back, right? We are 3 hours and 20 minutes from kickoff of this NFL season. It does seem weird, not that Tom Brady is the defending Super Bowl champion. I guess, one, that he's still playing at this age, but two, he's playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, that's just weird. It's not that weird because so many other greats have played for another team on their way into retirement, but very few have seen success, let alone success of one season, one Super Bowl. The news of the day is the Ravens continue to be just crushed by injuries as Gus Edwards went down with what's feared to be an ACL and Marcus Peters went down with what's feared to be an ACL injury as well. The news of tomorrow will be in reaction to tonight. Here's the truth about the Cowboys. I want you to go back, okay? Go back to last year. And Steve Berline said something last hour, which so many people have forgotten. They're like, well, you know, they lost Dak last year. You know? They lost to the Rams to start the season in a close game. They had a miracle comeback against Atlanta, who was terrible. They won 40-39. They lost to Seattle on the road. Seattle was good, not great. Lost 38-31. Then they lost to Cleveland. And I believe that was the game in which Dak got hurt. Dak played in that game. They lost to Cleveland. Dak played in the Giants game that they won. And then he got hurt against the Arizona Cardinals. They lost to Arizona and Washington and Philadelphia. But the point is that with Dak Prescott, their wins were over Atlanta and New York. Atlanta and New York were not playoff teams, were not above 500. The year before, they had zero wins over teams with an above 500 record. You got to go back to three seasons ago. And the team that they beat the last playoff team that they beat, right? You got to go back to, I believe, it was New Orleans, November 29th, 2018. Let me hit that one again for you, okay? November 29th, 2018. And just go look at the NFL standings from that year and who made the playoffs. They swept the Eagles. Okay, so I'm wrong. They swept the Eagles that year. They beat the Eagles twice. That was part of their 10 wins. Okay, so their last win over a playoff team was November 11th, right? Or New Orleans was November 29th. So that year, they made the playoffs, and then they beat Seattle in the first round of the playoffs. So if we're fair, the last playoff team they beat in the postseason is the last playoff team they beat. That's January 5th, 2019. We're in 2021. Last time they beat a playoff team. Kind of crazy, right? Seattle was 10-6 that year. They beat Seattle in the first round of the playoffs. Think of how many things have changed. They've changed head coaches. They're now on their second defensive coordinator since then. And Dak Prescott now has a new contract. He missed most of last year. Okay. This would be a monumental upset, I believe, if the Dallas Cowboys won. Not just because Tampa returns all of their starters and then added some pieces. Not just because it's on the road or they're defending Super Bowl champions, but there is no culture of beating good teams when it's two full seasons ago, the last, you know, and then into the playoffs the previous year, So three teams ago, they beat a playoff team. That's crazy. Crazy. But that's who the Dallas Cowboys have been. You know, much more style over substance. But man, they got some dudes on offense. On defense has been the question mark. But again, let's be honest about their offense. 2 years ago, you know, they used to get out, they'd score on the first drive of the game, the first drive of the second half, and then struggle to score. Last year, they would get behind, and that's how they put up a bunch of points. What is synonymous with winning is Tom Brady. Tony Gonzalez, Hall of Fame tight end, said this about why Brady's teams constantly achieve above what their normal level is.
The thing about Tom is he's obviously one of the greatest players of all time, greatest athletes of all time, and he has that respect of the locker room. Being 44 years old, doing what he's done, they're going to follow his lead. If Tom's doing it, you damn well better make sure that you're doing it too. And Tom checks all the boxes as far as being a great leader.
It's incredible, right? Really incredible what he's been able to do. Brady, in all honesty, if you ask yourself, okay, so Byer, do you like Tom Brady? Do you, when I say Tom Brady, do you generally like him?
I like him a little bit more than I used to.
Right, that's fine. Okay.
The Michigan thing was another big thing for me, so.
Right, so he was a Michigan guy. He was, you know, he had this kind of, the Patriots had this arrogance to him. They had Spygate. They had Deflategate. Right? He got suspended. He's married to a supermodel. You know, there's lots of like. Remember before they the Deflategate thing? That was when they had the tricky formations that fooled the Ravens. You should read the rule book. Ramos, do you like Tom Brady?
I'm with Dan. I do like him more than I did. I respect him a lot, though. Definitely respect him. But yeah,
Jay Stu.
I like the guy, but I think what we've learned as his personality has come out since he got to Tampa is that he's kind of a big goober, right? He's not like what Peyton and Favre had, that kind of, I don't know, panache. He's just kind of a goober. I mean,
Peyton was a goober,
a
too. Peyton did the goober thing, too. That's kind of where it feels like he's gotten it from, is he's kind of taken some of Peyton's thing. I think, now, Byer, do you like Brussels sprouts?
No, not really.
Have you tried? No. Have you ever tried them, like, fried or baked or whatever?
Yeah, just, you know, like as an appetizer, you yeah. know. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
really
as
not
a kid, do you like them more than you used to?
Sure.
Are you just going to play along with the rant?
Is no, I was going to say, like, broccoli is one for me that I actually really like now, and I did not like as a kid. I really
now,
like
you,
broccoli now.
Do you make it the same as your mom made it, or did your mom just cut it raw or steam it, and now you bake it?
Yeah, just different, you know. Plus, you know, as I say, if you go to a restaurant, sometimes it's a little better there. I like it roasted now. Yeah, I like how that's prepared, so, yeah.
Boom, roasted. Yeah. Yeah, that's who Brady is, right? People used to hate Brady. Really hate him. Now you're like, you know, I kind of like him. I don't know. I like him more than I used to.
Get that with music sometimes, too, with bands. Maybe I didn't appreciate him in my 20s. And then you get in your, you know, early 40s. You're like, you know what? Yeah, I get this now. Or I didn't, you know, I didn't
give me,
at
give
the
me
time.
Give me a band.
You know, I'll say this, that we talked about Huey Lewis the other day, but like Huey Lewis was like a fun group when we were, you know, teens and growing up and stuff like that. But then as you kind of listen to it, you're like, wow, this is a really, you know, not that I ever hated Huey Lewis, but you appreciate it. You appreciate it. John Mayer was a guy who I didn't like at first. And now I'm like, wow, you know, I get into some of John Mayer's stuff.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I never liked, you know, I didn't like rock music at all. And now I'm like, I have a daughter who's really into classic rock, and I'm a lot more into it. You know, I didn't get into country until I was in college. I'm not as hardcore into country as I had previously been, but enjoy it, you know. And I used to be like a huge rap guy. That's been kind of reinvigorated because my son loves hip hop and rap music, whatever. But I think rock would be it for me. I mean, when I was in like middle school and Van Halen was big, I didn't like Van Halen. Now I love Van Halen. Ramos, are you David Lee Roth Van Halen, or are you
yes,
Sammy Hagar.
Yes. David Lee
Both?
Roth. No. I don't mind Sammy Hagar. He's very good with them. But I definitely, if I had to pick one, it would be David Lee Roth. Just much more showman, much more of Van Halen as I think I like them.
Jay Stu, give me something that you didn't used to like and now you do like. Come around to.
I was not a hip-hop guy coming up. And believe it or not, as I've gotten older, I'm a huge hip-hop guy now. And not like old-school hip-hop. I'm like modern-day hip-hop guy now.
So when Drake's album dropped in the middle of the night, you downloaded it?
I didn't download it, but I've given it some streaming. I've given it some streaming time. Certified Lover Boy.
Do you have a favorite song on Certified Lover Boy?
Not by name, but I'll get back down that.
Fair Trade's my favorite.
I love Meyer. He's the best. He's the absolute
best. Who features on Fair Trade, Dan?
Travis Scott. Yes.
Travis Scott. He also, Meyer rocks the... rocks the Travis Scott Nikes as well.
Well, you know, on
Poppy's
Tuesday,
Poppy's home is mine.
When both of you guys were out, we played Drake or Fake with TJ Houshmandzadeh and John Ramos, and they had to guess if it was a song on Certified Lover Boy or not. And it was John ended up losing in sudden death, unfortunately.
Doug, one of the names of the songs that Dan put out was Kitty Boo.
And you thought it was real?
No, I knew it was not real because that was my cat that got killed by a dog.
Jeez, John.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Kitty Boo.
About Kitty
mauled by a German Shepherd.
Mauled by a German Shepherd, right?
TJ got that one correct.
Yes.
He got that. He knew that it was not a song. John got Girls Want Girls correct, I believe.
Yes, I did get that one.
Yep.
That's a big song in the Ramos household. They play that one a lot. Matter of fact, that is Lucas's walk-up song in baseball, Girls Want Girls. I'm not sure if you guys aware of that. There have been some complaints, but... overall, because it's Drake, they let it go. They let it go. We'll take it to Tampa, get the latest in the Cowboys and Bucks. 3 hours for kickoff. That's upcoming next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We want to get you ready for Thursday night football. And we got guys.
Hey!
Hey!
We don't know everything, but we know people that know what you want to know. You know?
What the hell he say?
Sounds like you need a guy.
Hey!
Hey!
I got a guy.
Cowboys. Buccaneers. Let's start with the Cowboys. Nui Scruggs covers the Cowboys for NBC in Dallas. Nui, Zach Martin, there was supposed to be a plane waiting in case he could clear COVID protocols, but he cannot. How has that news landed with the Cowboys?
Come on, man. That's one of them things Jerry throws out there. The media all sucks up, and they start talking about the Cowboys. No, it wasn't going to happen. Mike McCarthy, the head coach, said all week long, ain't going to happen. Jerry, being Jerry's out here telling people, selling them on it, and they're buying it. So they knew he wasn't going to play. Connor McGovern is there. The problem is Zach Martin is a – and I lie to you or not, Zach Martin is building a Hall of Fame resume. He's an all-decade player. Not having him hurts the Cowboys. That hurts you when you're going up against a Vita Vey and an Ndamukong Suh. So Connor McGovern, if there's any hope, it's the fact that he started 8 games last year. He was graded out as their best offensive lineman as a decimated offensive line tried to make it through a 2020 season where they went 6-10.
How's Dak's shoulder?
Look, they're telling us it's good. He's saying it's good, but it's one thing I've learned during the Mike McCarthy era. It's Mike McCarthy he lies. So I got to see it. Bill Parcells, he's have a great line. All I can go by is what I see. What we've seen is a little bit they let us see in practice. Dak looks fine, but you got to get out there and see how it feels. I talked to Drew Brees about 15 minutes ago, who now works for NBC, and he said he expects Dak to be okay, and apparently they've exchanged text messages. And Drew says he thinks Dak will be okay in terms of throwing the football. Problem is going to be he don't have enough time to throw the football. If this offensive line can't stop this Bucs defense, it's going to be an issue.
Okay, what about the other side? Dan Quinn's defense. They don't blitz. You got to get after somebody with four. Can they get to Tom Brady with four?
I'm not sold because, once again, we haven't seen them show us the improvements in the preseason that they can. I talked to Rodney Harrison earlier. Rodney played with Tom at Tampa. I mean, in New England, obviously, now that Tom's here at Tampa, because you just cannot – you can't just show him one coverage. You just can't be in man. You just can't be in zone. Tom is going to figure it out here. Can they get home with four right now? I don't think so. That's where you're going to see them try to mix in a guy like Micah Parsons, the rookie linebacker, having him line up over center, having him come off the edge. They're going to have to figure out a way to manufacture some pressure here and try to get Tom off his spot. That's the way this Cowboys defense, in my opinion, if they're going to have any hope at all, is that. And they got to create turnovers. One of the problems last year under Mike McCarthy is this team lost a turnover battle so many games in the first part of the season. They got a little bit better at the end, but they just kept giving the ball away. Dak with interceptions, Zeke fumbling. So if this defense can figure out a couple of, you know, get a couple fumbles, get a couple things away from Tom Brady, you know, then they're going to have a shot to try to hang in here.
That's Nui Scruggs joining us from covers the Cowboys for NBC in Dallas. Nui, sounds like you're hanging out with NBC royalty. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, you're my favorite Mitch, man. You take care of yourself. You call me anytime, all right?
Thanks, Nui Scruggs.
I got a guy.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. We usually wait till the end of the show and just throw it in, but I don't want to do a throw-in. Dan, who do you like tonight in the game?
Yeah, I do. I like the Buccaneers. I'm still not sold on the Cowboys. I've felt that everything needs to go right for Dallas this season for them to even be considered a contender. And Zach Martin not being there in week one, something's already gone wrong for Dallas, so that's a big deal. I also think that a team really does ride the energy of being the defending Super Bowl champions. I know a few years back Kansas City went to New England and beat Tom Brady and the Patriots. I just don't think that that happens tonight. I think that the Buccaneers ride that energy of being defending Super Bowl champions.
The line is now 9. Do they ride the energy to a 10-point
yes,
win?
Yes, I think they do.
Okay, it's 52.5. 52.5. Do they overwhelm Vegas or are they underwhelm?
I'll say that they underwhelm just because of Tampa's defense.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do think the Cowboys are going to score, right? I mean, they didn't.
I don't think they'll score as much as. So if it's what, 52, did you say?
Yes, 52
so,
and a half.
And I think that they'll. Yeah, so if they would hit, it would be 32-21. I don't think you'll see that sort of game. I think you'll see a 28-17 sort of game.
28-17 sort of game, which would be 28-17, which is 30-45, right? So
yes.
You're going Cowboys and the under. Cowboys.
I'm taking the Buccaneers.
I mean, sorry. Yeah. Buccaneers and the. I apologize. Buccaneers and the under for Dan Beyer.
And I'm 0-1 on my picks so far this year, so nowhere to go but up.
How are you 0-1?
Well, we did the college one last week. And I said Wisconsin
that's college,
straight up.
That's college. Know. Jay Stu. Let me get your pick. Okay, Cowboys, 9-point dogs. So Buccaneers are 9-point favorites, 52.5.
I will take the over, and I'm going to go with the Bucs, like 34-21, something that is high scoring.
Ramos, what do you got, bud?
I think the Cowboys are overrated, so I'm going to take the Buccaneers, and I will take the 10 points. And I will say it'll be under. I think they won't score as much as Jay Stu says.
I'm going to take the Cowboys and the under. I do think this Dallas team can score. Again, you're sitting there going like, well, if you think they can score, look, it's the first game of the year. I don't care if the Buccaneers bring everybody back. You go back to last year and, the Buccaneers put up some points along their way to winning a Super Bowl. And obviously it's been a much longer, more thorough offseason. And they're a team that, to start the year, they were still scoring points. 23 to start the year, 31-28. But my big thing is this. The NFL, there's not a lot of blowouts. It's just not. I mean, I would say 75-80% of the games are within a touchdown of each other. And a 9-point spread in the opening game, that's essentially a blowout. I don't see that from the Cowboys. And I'm not the biggest Cowboys fan in the world. But I don't see it getting away from them to that level. So I'm going to take the Cowboys to cover and for it to be under, not be over. All right, we'll get to Lou Haggerty in a second, take it to Tampa. Nick Saban I thought he had a, this is very similar to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right, in terms of the disease of me. This is Saban talking about his team after beating Miami. Oh, sorry, we're having a little computer issue. You know, like the, what Saban is talking about is very similar to what Tampa has to deal with, which is having players maintain a level of intensity even after they've seen great success in a game, in two games, in five games, or to win a Super Bowl. All right, here's Nick Saban.
Media or in the media or whatever after one half of a game this season, you know, then it was hot yesterday. So, you know, so we got every external factor in the world that is affecting our ability to maintain intensity, play the way we need to play and practice the way we need to practice to improve. We got the scoreboard affects us, who we're playing affects us, the heat affects us, the media and what you guys write every day affects us. So we got to prove that we can play and maintain intensity for 60 minutes in the game, do things the way we're supposed to do it.
And really, that's the challenge is, I get that Tom Brady knows how to win and people want to follow him. But coaching does matter, and they have a really good staff. But Arians runs a fairly loose ship, and I'll be interested to see how they play. Remember last year early in the season, a ton of penalties. That's how he coaches. A ton of turnovers. That's how he coaches. Now, it ends up working out in the end because the guys like him and like playing for him, and he doesn't seem like he sweats some things. But how Tampa starts tonight is going to be really, really interesting. All right, let's get to our guy in Tampa.
Want to know, you know?
What the hell he say?
Sounds like you need a guy.
Hey!
I got a guy.
Leo Haggerty, former NFL scout, covers the Bucks for It's Sports magazine. Leo, a lot of expectations in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but it's an organization that hasn't seen sustained success really ever. How are they dealing with success and with all of these people prognosticating to get back to the Super Bowl?
You know what? As long as you got number 12 under center, anything's possible. I mean, there's people down here talking 20-0, which I think is a little far-fetched. But on paper, this team is better than it was last year. And the problem is, you know, the football gods, they don't smile on you when it comes to injuries 2 years in a row. So we'll see what happens here in terms of who ends up playing Week 18 and going to the playoffs. Because I think this team is at least an 11 or 12-win team, maybe more if they can stay healthy.
What's the biggest question mark heading into tonight?
Biggest question mark tonight is to see if they can protect 12. Again, if Brady is upright, this offense will go well. And the bigger question is, will Dak Prescott be able to stand up to the rush of the Bucs? Brady overshadows this defense, but I'll tell you what, guys. This defense is really good. They got a pass rush with Vita Vea and Dominican Sue. They come off the edge with JPP, Shaq Barrett. And they're two inside linebackers, Lavonte David and Devin White, 54 and 43. They're like shadows. They're probably the best group of inside linebackers in the NFL.
So why do you think they struggled so much early in the season last year?
Well, the problem was, when you go to a different team, I don't care who you are. You know, everybody talks about Brady, 20 years experience. He went from speaking English to speaking Greek, and it took a while. It took a while for this defense to get the hang of what's going on. The biggest advantage they had was the bye week, week 13. They got rested. They got smart. They decided to self-scout, and they ran the table from there, winning 8 straight. That's going to be a problem this year because their bye week is week 9. They're going to have to run 9 games after that before they even get to the second season. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Lou Haggerty joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show. He's a former NFL scout, covers the Bucks for It's Sports magazine. Zach Martin's out. Obviously, this is an outstanding defensive line. Biggest key is if the Cowboys can protect Dak.
They're going to have to. And again, we saw what happened with Kansas City when they had 2 tackles out last year and Patrick Mahomes was running for his life the entire game. They're going to have to max protect. I don't see any way that they don't end up keeping a tight end back in. They're going to have to keep six or seven in simply because they got to keep Dak upright. That's huge.
All right, Leo, I don't know if that's a boat or a car. Don't get hit by either. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for being our guy in Tampa.
No problem. Anytime you need me, thanks for having me on.
So you needed a guy?
I'm a point guard.
We got you a guy.
You guys, was that a boat? Jay Stu, can you identify? Is that a boat in the background? What do you think, Buyer? Sound like a boat to
sure
me.
Sure sounded like one.
Did sound like a boat. Did sound like a boat.
They're near water.
Well, yeah, Tampa Bay.
Yeah. That is water.
Yeah. Yeah, it might have been Brady rolling up to the stadium in a boat, right? I mean, that would be a baller move. Absolute baller move. Why won't they break out the creamsicles? I'm like, I know Buyer is our resident uniform guy, but I'm just going to hop in on this. Like, why wouldn't you break out the creamsicles? Those are the best. The best. And their uniforms are fine. I mean, I think once they added pewter to it, it's been pretty good. But I don't know why they won't break out the creamsicles. Those are the best.
Yeah, I can't do it because of the helmet situation. And you have to submit the uniform in advance of like 18 months in advance for what uniforms they want to wear the next year. So all of the uniforms that will be worn in the 2022 season mm-hmm. have already been submitted for approval or have been approved by the NFL, and no changes could be made, which was actually, Doug, the reason why the helmet change that we had talked about and we had been waiting for so long may not actually fully come into effect until 2023, because teams may not have already submitted the throwback jerseys that they could wear next season, because that rule came after the deadline to submit the 2022 uniforms. I know it's a lot of mumbo jumbo, and I don't mean to confuse you or anybody else, but that's the way that it breaks down.
No, help me out here. So the helmet thing, for people who don't know, they can only wear one helmet all year long, right? You can't switch to a white helmet, and that's why they're not going to switch to the creamsicle uniforms. Let's go with the white helmet. Is that accurate?
That had been the case for about 10 years, but that will change.
Right, next year. But next, as you're pointing year. Out, you get 20. You have to already submit what your uniform is, and if you didn't know that rule, you would have submitted a uniform with one uniform helmet.
Yeah, if they would have known, they probably said, "Oh yeah, we'll wear creamsicles next year." But since they thought that they were only going to be able to maybe wear the one helmet, there was no reason to submit a creamsicle design.
How's your day been going, Dan?
It's funny. My wife, when I leave for work, she goes, "What's your day look like?" I go, "We just got the game tonight." You know, you knew that there was going to be stuff, and there's actually stuff that we'll talk about in the press, injury wise, especially stuff for fantasy and whatnot. But yeah, with this Ravens stuff and this Steelers stuff. Plus, now we're talking about a lot of free agent running backs that maybe could be getting some run, could be getting some possibilities. It's been a crazy day. Feel bad for Ravens fans, though.
Yeah, yeah. Ramos, how's your day?
Oh, it's going great.
Okay. Stu, welcome back. How's your day?
My day is great. Yeah, and I could see a lot better today than I could 3 days ago, so I'm happy.
Had a little cataract surgery. We'd be glad to have you back. Did any of you guys, or could we combine, you guys make $80 million today?
No.
Not yet.
Buyer cryptocurrency, anything big?
No. Why? Who made $80 million?
I'll tell you. I'm coming next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Mm-mm-mm. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Football, football, football. It's back. Oh, it's 2.5 hours away. You guys excited? I'm excited. Let's get after it with the press.
The press. The
press is brought to you by Bet Rivers. Check out the latest lines on little sports like Tampa, 9-point favorite, 52.5 the over and under. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers, the trusted name in online sports betting, must be 21. Got to be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Dan Beyer, what do you got?
Doug, we start in the National Football League, and it is the biggest deal of the day, the actual deal. NFL Network reports the Steelers and outside linebacker T.J. Watt have agreed on a contract that makes him the highest paid defensive player in the NFL. 4-year extension. It will be added on to his 5th-year option that he's currently playing under in 2021, worth $112 million, $80 million fully guaranteed at signing, according to the NFL Network.
Remind me if I'm wrong. They're like the Packers, right? They only do it in signing bonuses.
Yes, in that the in the first year, but this was fully guaranteed for cap, for injuries and skill, fully guaranteed. So a bit of a break in protocol from the Steelers.
That puts them ahead of Joey Bosa, above that of Myles Garrett. If for the $80 million guaranteed. That's always interesting. He's 26 years old. He's considered a top 10, top 15 player in the entire league. Remember, he was 30th overall. How crazy is that, though, the two brothers and what they've been able to do? And how they're both kind of late bloomers as well.
Yeah. I mean, you know, JJ started at Central Michigan
right
before he went to Wisconsin.
At tight end, right?
Yeah. So to have them, it's crazy.
And then there's the other Watt brother who like makes Derek. Like $4 million. Derek, yeah. He's like, yeah, he's the Ringo of the group.
Baltimore Ravens running back Gus Edwards and corner Marcus Peters both reportedly suffered significant knee injuries in practice today. NFL Network says the team fears both suffered significant ACL injuries.
I have to say, have you looked at team over unders for the NFL? I did. Go ahead.
No, I have not.
Okay, so. You got to go, you know, again, you go to Bet Rivers and check out the over-unders on teams. But in the AFC North, the Ravens, okay, I was checking this out, and the Ravens had, it was funny for over-unders. The Ravens had, it was like Gus Edwards was considered the best bet to go over 850 yards. Earlier today, I looked on one of the sites. The Ravens have 11 wins over under. Before the day, remember, 17-win season, I would have thought that's not a crazy bet, right? Now I think that would be a bit of a crazy bet. And I understand that running back-wise, you figure you can go out and pick somebody up. But losing Marcus Peters really hurts them. I mean, that team is built on the running game and their defense. And now you're getting to a Le'Veon Bell who was not productive last year at all. Didn't seem like he had anywhere near the juice in his legs he needed with Kansas City. And then we don't know how they replace Marcus Peters this late date.
Yeah, Devontae Freeman is going to be signing with the Ravens for their practice squad. He didn't seem to have any juice with the Giants last season. The other name that was out there
Todd
was
Gurley.
Todd Gurley. Not so far, no word on Gurley going to Baltimore. Latavius Murray, who was recently released by the Saints, Josina Anderson reports that the plan for Murray was to kind of wait until after week one to see where everything played out. Don't know if this changes anything with that, she reported, but that's what Josina Anderson said when it came to Latavius Murray.
Good stuff.
All right, and moving on. More news from the National Football League. Bills quarterback Josh Allen has the most popular NFL jersey since August 1st, according to sales numbers from Fanatics. Patriots rookie quarterback Mac Jones was second, followed by Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady third.
Well, the Bills Mafia obviously comes in strong. Do you own any NFL jerseys?
No, I don't, actually. Yeah, I don't have any.
Me neither. I don't mind the throwbacks. I can't see myself wearing a current NFL player's jersey.
I have a couple of older college ones. Like I got a Champ Bailey Georgia jersey.
Well, that's
like,
cool.
Like in the late 1990s, so I still have that. You know, when the Nike jerseys were very, very popular. And as an Ohio State fan, there's certain numbers that I've always liked with Ohio State players wearing, so I've got a couple of those. A red number one, and I've always loved whoever wears number seven. And there have been a lot of great number sevens throughout the years, but a nice number seven, a white one. But no,
I'm with Tom Brady, by the way. I despise the guys that you can wear any number you want now.
Yeah.
As long as you buy out all the jerseys that need to be sold with that number. Like, you know, football, I like the specific position has only certain applicable numbers.
And not that I ever plug my Twitter handle on here, at Dan Beyer on Fox, but I put a video up today, Doug, of when I was at the Rams-Patriots Super Bowl, and this is the thing that just always has been surprising to me about the Patriots is why Tom Brady was always up there in jersey sales, because I just figured that if you were a Patriots fan, you already probably had a Tom Brady jersey, and it's not like they were changing their uniform significantly where you needed to get one. However, in the video that I put up from 2.5 years ago, every person on this escalator except one, and we're talking about maybe 10 to 12 people, were wearing a Tom Brady jersey. And it just shows you on when you look at the guys that were there in the past, yeah, there was Gronk, yeah, there was Edelman and Wes Welker, but everybody was basically just buying Tom Brady jerseys.
It's really interesting on how there's a lot of Kobe Bryant to him, and I know that Kobe didn't win a championship late in his career, but Kobe was despised for a good portion of time. Then late in his career and then post-career, he was beloved. And now, obviously, having tragically died, was that 2 years ago? Kobe is almost viewed as a saint.
Moving on to some other NFL stuff, fantasy-wise. Tomorrow will be the big day with a lot of these injuries, but this is what we can tell you. Saquon Barkley of the Giants was able to practice today. He remains on track to face the Broncos. Raiders, we mentioned, have the Ravens on Monday night. Raiders running back Josh Jacobs, who was not at workouts earlier this week, was on the practice field today. Also, Titans wide receiver A.J. Brown was on the practice field today. He was doing some side work yesterday for Tennessee, but he worked out today. Austin Eckler, a different story. Pro Football Focus said that the Chargers were cautiously optimistic he'd be able to go against Washington because of a hamstring issue. Well, today, early reports from Chargers camp is that he is suited up, but right now not taking part in any of the work.
Okay, but I mean, at least he's suited up. I mean, that's
sure. Tomorrow's going to be the day as yes. well. And Quentin Nelson of the Colts was limited in practice.
But remember, tomorrow there's no they do not have to. All they have to report is who practiced or whatever. They don't have to.
Sure.
There's no media in there. There's no reports really out of it.
But a lot of guys, if they don't practice, yes. their status.
They're not going to play.
Yeah. And finally, because I want to hear the $80 million man one. Dodgers lose today to the Cardinals. L.A. now 2.5 back of the Giants in the NL West. St. Louis moved within 3 of the final wild card, currently held by San Diego.
Yeah, their bullpen is absolutely fried on this trip. And that is the press. Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
Okay, so we shared some chicken, right? Like chicken is what you're gonna grill tonight. You never told me, Beyer, white or dark meat?
These are just chicken breasts. Lisa prefers it. There's no drumstick or anything, so it'll just be some chicken breast seasoning.
Okay, make sure you don't dry them out. I can't take the dry chicken breast. When a train hits a vehicle or a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings if signals are going. Don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks. Even if you don't see a train stop, trains can't be paid for by NHTSA. All right, the NFL kicks off tonight. It's great to have most fans back, not the idiot fighting the stand fans back. It really is crazy. It's insane. Tom Brady, this is what, season 22? Right? I mean, see that only Survivor and The Simpsons have lasted longer than Tom Brady, and what? There's been 7 of them have ended up in Super Bowl wins. This is nuts. It's nuts. And so I think the way this is not a guess. This is a likelihood. It's not gonna. It usually doesn't end well. I don't know when the production wanes. Most people think he still hasn't. Tonight's a night in which he should still be fresh, rested, hasn't been hit yet. He'll be fine. It's what do you do next week and the following week? Remember, this week they'll have the extra weekend to get healthy. On the other side, it's the Dallas Cowboys. We point out they haven't been a playoff team since the playoffs 3 seasons ago. The reason I think the Cowboys cover is I think the Cowboys can score. I think they do have talent. I don't know if they can stop anybody. What's interesting is how many of the college games hit the under. I think the pro games, it's going to be a lot more scoring. I'm still taking the under tonight and taking the Buccaneers to win, but not cover. Doug Gottlieb Show.